The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What to do when you're going to make a long bathroom toilet trip and you forget your phone? I have a solution. I have a solution right now. Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Don't act like it's just me. You've forgotten your phone and you're there sitting there just like, what am I going to do?
And there's no magazines. There's no newspapers.
Nothing.
It's not like the old days where there people would keep their bathroom stocked with reading materials.
Now,
and if you had to, you would even pick up the lotion bottle or the shampoo bottle and read the back of that.
You read the back of the air, like Lysol can and stuff like
that. Yeah, something, right? Yeah. There's something to do. Before I offer the solution, why do you need something to do? You're already doing something.
Answer that question yourself, Dana Cortez. You're the one who brought this up, dog.
Yeah. Because Automatic complained the other day. He went to the bathroom, and by the way, he made it back so fast. He usually spends a good 15, 20 minutes in there.
Yeah, because I'm going through all the stuff on my phone, and I forgot my phone, and there was no reading materials.
So this is a five-minute trip.
I had to just do my business and get out.
Maybe that's the solution. Don't take your phone so you can just do your business and get out.
That note, like, because we went over this before, you said the bathroom is a special place for a woman. What do women chit-chat then when you guys are in there?
Well, when we're in there together, we give each other compliments. You find out right away if you're going to like each other.
Guy walked into the bathroom and was like, yo, nice d-. I'm going to be like, hell yeah, dog.
That's
weird. Yeah. That would make my day.
We never say.
Oh, you guys never comment on.
Okay, that's what I thought. Oh, your hair looks great. I love that lip color. Never in a million years.
Oh, my bad, dog.
Talk to each other? Automatic is red right now, like physically red.
When I'm in the bathroom and another man starts talking to me, I just.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Especially if they're in the urinal right next to you.
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, don't look at me. Second of all, I don't really care what you have to say right now because we both have our junk in our hands.
It's not
just
bonding
weird.
Time for you?
No. No.
Not at all. Sorry, Dan. I know you want to talk to me every time I'm in the bathroom.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Calling him by name now. Here's the solution. Stop taking your phone with you. You'll do your business faster and you can take care of more business. That's the solution.
There it is.
National Day
Anthony.
You're
an empress. All right, we have National Earmuff Day. And earmuffs, if you didn't know, were invented here in America in Maine in 1877.
I'm going to start taking them to the bathroom when I forget my phone.
Whatever. Yeah, put them on so nobody can talk to you. Right,
let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Open Up an Umbrella Indoors Day. This superstition dates back to the ancient Egyptians who believed it was disrespectful to open up an umbrella indoors because you were disrespecting the sun god.
It's bad luck to open an umbrella indoors. Why are you opening it up there? It's not raining inside.
I didn't know all the way back to the Egyptians, though. That's crazy. That's actually kind of interesting.
I don't know, but I think Anthony found that out on his phone.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today we're going to talk about an Atlanta mother of two, 37-year-old Rosanna Delgado. That's what our Crazy Crimes of Passion story is about. Now, Rosanna was online, which a lot of us do, right? She thought that she had won a shopping spree. So after a day of work as a taxi driver, she made her way to a mall in Atlanta. It's called Plaza Fiesta Mall to meet with the people and pick out her prizes. And then she never came home.
Ooh.
So she had called her husband and said, I'll make it by dinner. You know, I'll be there by dinner. And then when she didn't show up, he started to get worried, started calling her. She wouldn't pick the phone up. 8 hours after that initial phone call, her not picking up, he called police. I don't know. I guess you never think that your wife would be kidnapped by drug cartels. And that's what happened to Rosanna Delgado. Now, at first, her family has no idea what's happening. Here's one of her friends, Viola, talking to a news station in Atlanta, News 11.
They have flyers here because we were distributing flyers. Now, I honestly want to tell you that I'm paranoid. She would never do something like this. She would not abandon her children, her husband, her home, her life.
And she didn't. She was just tricked.
Oh, that's scary. You can hear the panic in her voice now.
Oh, of course. Her friend is just scared. The whole family is scared. Her sister, her husband, they don't understand what happened. That's why I'm so apprehensive about all these online contests and online tag a friend and, hey, I just don't believe it. I'm afraid. Why would these people do this to her? Maybe they thought she had a lot of money. Once police were called, her husband started tracking her movements. He actually ended up in an area where a face mask full of blood was found.
Ooh.
And after DNA testing, come to find out, it was Rosanna's, his wife's mask. Here's audio from that same friend describing how her husband was going from place to place to place looking for her.
Followed the signal to a house in Decatur. That signal was there for at least 1 hour. And then they take off and they end up in a public storage.
At one point, he ended up at a cabin right outside of Atlanta. And the woman who answered the door ended up being one of the kidnappers. And she got so scared when he started asking questions, she took off and left her kid there. So when police...
So she basically started running right away.
She started running right away. So her husband called authorities. That's where they found Rosanna's body, inside of that cabin. And she had been beaten. She had been tortured. She had been killed and dismembered. And it turns out that 14 people who were involved in this online scam in the first place all knew what was going on.
What? Why?
Authorities don't really know. They believe, though, that two men that went to the mall were attempting to rob Rosanna. She probably fought back, said, I don't have any money.
But to have 14 people involved, that doesn't even make sense.
Well, because it was only two people that ended up at the mall, but then they took her. So they believe she started a fight and struggle, and a guy just hit her and took her because she was screaming and didn't want for police to come and arrest them at the mall.
I know sometimes some gangs or cartels or mobs, however you may, will use something like this for initiation purposes. So, I mean, I have no say in this, but I'm just thinking that's one theory that could be.
Hold some water.
Well, like I said, authorities believe they just wanted to rob her. She fought. And so that they wouldn't get caught there at the mall, they just said, oh, we'll just take her and kill her.
So not everybody was involved in the killing, but all these people knew about it?
Yes, exactly. They would trick you into thinking.
So it was a scam that went bad and everyone got involved in it.
Yes. And the DA announced 9 guilty pleas in the case. Oscar Manuel Garcia was the man who met her at the mall. Now, he pleaded to the most serious offenses of malice murder, kidnapping, concealing the death of another, removal of body parts from scene of death, aggravated battery, and violation of RICO. He and one other man were sentenced to life in prison. 3 others have never even been arrested. They're still on the run. And the immigrant community is scared, and rightfully so, because the type of work that they're doing could put them in harm's way. Sometimes they're afraid to call police, or they might be unaware of these online scams.
I think we were all very shocked, and there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of other young Latina women living in the area, a lot of them doing Lyft driving. A lot of Venezuelan immigrants do taxi work.
Regardless of where you're from, you just got to be weary of online scams.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
It's too good to be true.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so it's time to play Who's Lying. Here is today's contestant. Hi, who is this?
This is William Adams.
Hey, William Adams, let's play Who's Lying. Let's do this. Let's go. I always get excited. This part right here with the song. Let's go.
Let's go. Hey, I've been waiting on y'all's call. I drive a concrete truck, so I'm working off from like midnight, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning till.
Oh my gosh.
They're starting to grow a lot, so there's a lot of subdivisions and stuff going in. So yeah.
You're out there doing it.
Oh, I'm doing it big. Woo. And listening to the greatest station and listening to you and DJ Automatic and Anthony and just enjoying the day every morning. Yeah, y'all get me going.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice, William.
As soon as you and DJ Automatic and Anthony get on the air, I'm like, man, I love it. I'm listening to every little thing and so it in.
William, I love you. I love you. William. I want you to win. We got hoodies, we got t-shirts, and we're going to go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves. Catch is somebody's telling a lie. If you guess who's lying, you win the goods. So my name is Dana Cortez. William, one time I got to sit down and talk to Jamie Foxx, and we talked about his Oscar win for Ray. We discussed his musical genius. But when I told him that Any Given Sunday was my favorite movie ever, I said, I'm sorry, but that's it for me. He sang me the Willie Beeman song.
Man.
It was like an amazing experience.
DJ Automatic here. One time we got to interview Beyonce, which went really, really well, which led to me being able to DJ at their compound, which is called the House of Darion, where I would DJ all the time for like different events that they would have. For the Knowles family.
Beyonce.
Hey, that's crazy. Yo, what up, Anthony? Hey, since it's a name-dropping sesh, still to this day, one of the most important interviews I've ever had was the time I interviewed Kevin Hart, and that was actually the first kind of viral clip and viral success I ever experienced in my career.
All right, Willie, you guessed correctly. You get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I think you are, Dana Cortez. I think you're lying.
Oh, William, no!
Got you, William. It was me lying.
Anthony's lying.
Yeah, actually, I did interview Kevin Hart, but it ended up being one of the biggest failures of my career because all the footage was warped and corrupted. Didn't put any of it out, guys.
No.
But I did trick William, so it all makes sense now.
No,
got in the long run.
That one. wanted him to win.
I know I wanted to win. Look at that. That's okay.
You can play again. And remember that we love you. I can't tell you how much it means to us. Everything you said to us today. Thank you for making us your new number one morning show. Seriously. We love you.
Thank you.
Love y'all too. God bless y'all.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, William.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I wanted William to win. Okay, look. If you want to play Who's Lying, call us up, 877-730-DCS1. Leave us a message, and we could be calling you next week.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Imagine waking up and finding out the person that you love has been kidnapped. This happened to the family of Sherry Papini. Turns out, though, she faked her kidnapping so she could get back with her ex.
Yes. Man.
Yes. Mother of two, married.
Oh, even worse.
She brought her kids into it?
No, she didn't bring her kids. She left her kids.
Oh,
my God.
She pretended to be kidnapped so that she could get back with her ex. This all happened on a Thanksgiving day. To make it even worse, thousands of dollars spent searching for her. Hours of manpower and volunteers. Well, they found her shacking up with her ex-boyfriend. Oh, by the way, she's been charged. And she's going to have to pay restitution. And it looks like she will serve 18 months in jail.
Damn.
For what she did.
Do you think he'll visit her?
Which one?
Man, dude. There's so many levels to that story right there. So she wanted just to run away from the family to kick it with her new, with her boo.
Her ex-boyfriend.
Oh my God.
Well, she got to kick it away from them.
What she should have done was listen to this next story, because the DeLorean is back. Yes, the car from Back to the Future.
Oh, we can go from the past to the present to the whatever.
Yeah, so they're going to actually do an updated version of this famous car.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to still have the wing doors that go up and still be stainless steel. But now it's being done by the guy's daughter, because the guy actually, he passed away.
The creator, his name is DeLorean, obviously. Yeah,
documentary about him on Netflix.
Yeah.
So they don't know how much the car is going to cost, but it is coming back and it's going to be built in Detroit.
Oh, wow. Well, whatever it costs, the reason they don't list it is because we can't afford it. If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
All right, we're talking about the DeLorean coming back. Imagine coming back to life. That's what happened with Lamar Odom. For those who don't know, all right, the former NBA champion almost died from a drug overdose in 2015.
I remember all that. Yes.
At the Bunny Ranch, right?
Yes, at the Love Ranch in Nevada, the brothel. Yes, DJ Automatic. He had to auction off one of his NBA championship rings for $78,000 to cover his medical bills. In 2016, a fan paid over $100,000 to get that ring back and return it to Lamar Odom for free.
What? Oh my gosh, dude. That's so beautiful.
That story had a lot of highs and lows.
One too many highs. Don't do drugs.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Why is Nicki Minaj yelling at a fan while she's performing on stage? I'm going to break this down and play the audio for you. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Common celebrating his birthday, Tristan Thompson, Jack Harlow, and Ozuna, along with Jordan Jones.
All right, so we're going to start off talking about Peso Pluma. I love Peso Pluma. I don't think everybody knows who he is. Okay, he's a up-and-coming artist from Mexico. Rolling Stone magazine has him on a cover, and they are calling him, quote, the biggest artist in the world. I'm going to have to push back on that, even though I'm a fan. And the reason why is because a lot of his hits, although he's had these great world hits, how many world hits, Automatic?
7 top 10 world hits.
Some of them, like Ella Baila Sola, the biggest. Bella, ella sabe que está buena. It wasn't his song. He's featured. No, it's...
But everybody thinks of it as his song.
What if Rolling Stone made an edit to it and it's like the biggest artist with a mullet in 2024?
Then they win!
What he's doing for the mullet community has not been done for the mullet community since, man, like...
No, the Edgar kids have been... He's copied Edgar kids.
He has a mullet.
No,
it's a full-on mullet.
Do you know what it is? Is that he is all party in the back, because you've seen those other videos. Whoa, and that man likes the booger sugar.
Go check the Peso Pluma Rolling Stone cover at Dana Cortez on Instagram. All right, now let's talk about Nicki Minaj. She's performing. She's on tour doing her thing. And then she says this to a fan.
You just learned a lesson on living in the motherfucking moment. Put your fucking phone down and you could have sang. But you had to get your motherfucking phone up.
You get handed a mic by Nicki Minaj and you don't sing.
What song are you singing?
None. Hopefully none. Everybody leaves the concert. I'm trying. I'm taking voice lessons.
I know Moment for Life, but I need assistance with it. I can't do it solo.
You can't do super bass?
Yeah, dude. But Nicki Minaj,
boom, da boom, boom, baby.
She's becoming such a mom that she's doing like phone lectures now. I love to see it, dude.
Don't, no, what she did was the right thing. Please put your phone down at the concert.
Well, first of all, I'm a little upset that you agreed with me that I shouldn't sing at the concert. I thought you were going to say, no, Dana, try. Now, how quickly you just said, no, I was joking.
It's because I'm looking out for you because I love you.
What about if you and Nicki did the one All Eyes on Me and you just do Meek Mill's part? There you go. That works. You guys are both into guys.
I'm done with you. I'm done with you both. That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Little Caesars is bringing something delicious and delectable to the menu. Pizza, food pizza. News is big. Hey, it's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Hot and Ready.
First hashtag, Airbnb is banning the use of indoor cameras in its homes across the world beginning this month.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't know you could use indoor cameras.
I was going to say, why didn't they do that from jump?
So I didn't realize it's not a lot of homes that do this, and they had to be visible and in the listing. Now you just can't have them, period. You will, however, have doorbell and security cameras outside the home. Those are still allowed.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But I didn't even think about that. There's probably tons of creepers that have hidden cameras all over there.
Okay.
There's like Airbnbs.
I've been doing Airbnb as long as it's been around, and there are some places where you stay where it feels like you're like at a hotel, or you feel like you're traveling, but then there's some places you go and you're like, I'm at somebody's house, and it would make sense for them to have
the
cameras.
Dirty friend's house, yes, with the comfort, and it don't smell right.
One time this promoter booked us an Airbnb in Atlanta for me when I was DJing, and it was awful.
Super Bowl as
well.
There was probably a hidden camera in that house.
Oh, for sure. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Little Caesars has a new product, and it's called Crazy Puffs, and you're like, what's a Crazy Puff? A Crazy Puff is basically a cupcake, a pizza cupcake.
Oh, nice.
So it's filled with marinara, cheese, and pepperoni.
Oh, like a little
and
pizza
slider. It's all crispy on the top. And they're selling them in four packs now for $3.99.
Oh, wow.
So if you can't make that stretch of $5.99 for the hot and ready pizza, you can get these for $3.99.
I love their
and
crazy
they're handheld.
Bread. Those
they're
crazy breads.
Those
good
do
too.
Sound delicious. But those are also one of the things that your mom will say, I'll make them at home.
Like, oh, no.
But I like
How
it.
How is your mom going to make that at home? She's going to have pizza crust, marinara.
My always had everything
I
at
could,
home.
Yeah, dude. I can already hear the lecture happening.
I mean, come on.
I would want like Taco Bell or something. That's loca. I'll make you a bean burrito. There's beans at the house. Anyway. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and shout out all the Good Samaritans and encouraging you to become one. It's National Good Samaritan Day, all right? So do something helpless for yourself or for somebody else.
But you said do something helpless?
That's
do something to help somebody.
Helpless
else.
Is a different thing?
Yeah, totally.
Come on, man. You're helpless.
Helpful. Do something helpful.
Helpful. Helpful for somebody else.
Do something helpful.
Automatic, you're notorious for helping elderly at grocery stores.
I am the guy. I swear to God, for some reason, when little old ladies see me, they're like, notorious, hey, can you get this? Happens all the time.
TJ,
hey, can you go grab this? That means I must be a very welcoming, inviting person.
Top shelf, you grab it for me, take their baskets back for them, you help carry their groceries. However, the last time you did that good deed for that older woman, she said, get out of my way.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. She literally scolded me. Yeah,
the infamous old lady. Helper DJ Automatic.
Kind of a big deal.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, we were, name dropping on some of the most interesting interviews we've ever had. And mine, I mean, it's just one of many. Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
I just think he's one of the greatest actors, composers, musicians, comedians, entertainers of our generation. And I was like, man, you and Ray and you and all, I was just giving him all his flowers. And I didn't know if it was going to be a bad thing or not, but I said, my favorite is Any Given Sunday. And he said, Dana, that was a life-changing moment for me. You have to understand, I had played Wanda, where he dressed up as a woman on Living Color. People didn't take me seriously. And when I got that role, my life changed as an actor.
It really did, because that's when he started getting all those really big roles.
Yeah, think about the movie Ray Alone.
I forgot
it was Jamie Foxx.
What was something that you were able to take away from being in Jamie Foxx's presence, Dana Cortez?
He is so humble.
Oh.
Somebody like him,
He's an A-list superstar.
Do whatever, say whatever, and I would forgive him. But he was so kind. We were supposed to talk for 5 minutes. It went on for half an hour. He sang a Willie Beeman song.
Oh, that's amazing, dog. Damn, bro. At least you had like a great encounter. When I what I was talking about earlier was my Kevin Hart interview, which in the moment was one of the best experiences of my life. I was literally talking to somebody that I had idolized for such a long time, and we were laughing, and the interview went on for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when we got done and I saw the camera angle and saw that half of the interview was cut out, oof, it was instantly one of the most regrettable moments of my life.
Damn.
But you live and learn. And shout out to Kevin Hart for, like, similar to Jamie Foxx. So
dude.
Humble, so great. And you see a lot of comedians who are like funny on stage, or they're not funny when you kick it. Nah, I remember kicking with them, and he was funny from the get. Realest person I ever met.
I DJ'd a Super Bowl party for him, and I will say him and his boys, all super good dudes.
Well, they were funny because they drank all the tequila, DJ Automatic. They were nice and cool because you said they had two bottles on the table. You look back, like six of them, they were both gone.
Yeah, and so what I talked about earlier was Beyonce. Dana and I did an interview with Beyonce a long time ago, but it ended up leading to me DJing at the House of Darion, I don't know how many times, and I actually got to know the family pretty well. Not like really well, but
DJ Automatic, what is the House of Darion?
It's basically their compound where they have the studio, they have a basketball court, they have like a party space. That's her mom's brand.
It's where Beyonce made all them bangers, dog.
It is.
And all the Destiny Child hits came from there. Bills, 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 and all that stuff.
Automatic, can I ask you about your Jay-Z interview?
Oh.
The worst interview I've ever done.
You were so starstruck.
I got so starstruck, I literally erased the interview.
Ew.
So nobody could ever hear it or see it or know of it because it was that bad. It was so embarrassing. I swear Beyonce likes me.
In DJ Automatic's defense, Jay-Z is kind of a weird guy too himself. He talks funny himself, dude.
It was my bad. Oh. It was my bad.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.